Topic 8.16 is to discuss the moral and ethical issues relating to the use of animals in medical research from two ethical standpoints. Now, you could probably argue an awful lot more subtle ethical standpoints than the two you need to look at, but all they're interested in is absolutist and relativist views. Now, the absolutist view could come down to one of two extremes. The notion that it is always okay to use animals in medical research, no matter what the cost to the animal. And the other extreme being it is never okay to use animals in medical research, no matter what the benefit to us may be. So, there are people who say it's always acceptable may argue that animal lives are worth less than human lives. They may argue that the potential benefits to the human race mean that it is entirely justifiable to use animals as we wish. Some may even invoke a religious argument for having dominion over animals and see that as a right to do whatever they like with them. You may also have people on the other side who say it is never okay. They may also invoke religious arguments for the animals being living organisms made by their deity or supreme being, and therefore they were to be respected and not hurt in any way. Those same people may be just of the opinion that animals don't deserve to suffer, even if the benefits to humans are important, and those are very strong feelings to have. Absolutists tend to be fairly rare because most of us would be able to find some situations where we say, yes, that's probably actually, on the grand scheme of things, okay. Providing that the animals are looked after and so on, that they're not harmed too much, that they're treated humanely, that they don't feel afraid, they have plenty to eat, etc. And there may be situations where we say, actually, you know, we don't need to use animals in medical research for that. We don't need to see whether this new brand of breast enlargement implant works better than another one by sticking it in a monkey or something. Many of us will in practice fall somewhere between the two absolutist extremes, and these are relativists. Most of us were appalled to see some of the experiments that Pavlov actually did. Especially when he turned to using humans, when he used children in his experiment. But even, you know, that's a whole other ethical issues topic, which is not on the spec. But even when he was doing experiments with electrocuting dogs, that was unpleasant to watch. It was distressing to watch. And I don't think there are too many people, even those who say that it's acceptable to use animals in medical research in some circumstances, I don't think anyone would say that it was fine to electrocute dogs like that. Because it was clear the dogs were in distress, it was clear that they were in pain, and many of us will say that's not an acceptable way to treat an animal.